This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The 45th season of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is underway. The troupe is one of the oldest black dance companies around. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates recently met with them in Los Angeles, and she has this report.
Judith Jemison sits regally in a hard plastic chair on the stage at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in downtown L.A. and delivers this verdict to her dancers on last night's performance.
Can I have your attention for a second, please? Last night was nothing but moving art. That was unbelievable last night. Bravo. Absolutely beautiful. That I buy a ticket. That was just wonderful. Thank you all very, very, very much.
They know that that doesn't mean they can slack off the next day, though. Judith Jemison is a tough taskmaster. Sitting in her hotel room, she curls her 6-foot frame into an armchair, crosses one extremely long leg over the other, and tries to explain to a non-dancer the obligation her dancers have as they begin each performance.
You have to realize that you're stepping onto sacred ground when you're a dancer. It cannot just be about your energy level or am I going to make this arabesque? Am I going to do these two pirouettes? You know, it can't be just about that. It's a spiritual space.
For the dancers of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, which is celebrating its 45th season this year, it's a cultural space, too. The company was founded in 1958 by a young African-American dancer, Alvin Ailey, who envisioned dance as a way to celebrate and honor black culture. Jemison, who was once Ailey's star dancer and muse, took over as the company's artistic director when Ailey died in 1989 at age 58. In many ways, Jemison says, Ailey dancers are like all dancers, but with an extra mandate.
Ailey dancer has to be something monumental in technique, and if you add an Ailey way of looking, an Ailey way of moving, it looks like something you've never seen before, you know? Alvin used to say, if we could can it, we could sell it, and we do. I hope we're on the same page. There we go. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. Yes, thank you.
Ailey movement is smooth, controlled, and deliberate, and it's often flavored with dances from the African diaspora. Jemison was known by dance aficionados for the liquid perfection of her movement. Nonetheless, she says, she looks at the company's young dancers and is amazed by their ability.
I'm stunned by their facility, but I'm also stunned because all dancers now can do physically many things, but the Ailey dancers have the heart and the soul of what it is about to be a dancer. They are dancing from the inside. They are dancing something, what Alvin would call blood memories.
Blood memories are those deep-rooted cultural impulses that have been transmitted, unspoken, through generations. Ailey saw dance as a way to retain the collective blood memories of the African-American community. His rise to prominence in dance dovetailed with the rise of the black arts movement.
When I started going to see the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, that was in the 60s. Black power, black power. Alvin was attuned to what was going on and celebrated the richness of our culture, which somebody needed to do. It was wonderful.
Pieces such as Revelations, a whirling tent revival done in early 1900s dress, paid homage to how faith sustained black Americans through difficult times, such as in the dance that accompanies this hymn, Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel?
He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace,
and why not every man?
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel?
Its joyous athleticism and deep spirituality have made Revelations a beloved part of the Ailey repertoire. Judith Jemison.
It is our signature work. It is our treasure. And it set a tone for what is human in all of us, no matter where you come from. Because we've done that piece all over the world, and everybody understands exactly what it's about. It's humanity.
That humanity can be felt even by those who are unschooled in dance. Matthew Rushing was a very young man when he was first exposed to the Ailey Company while it was on tour in Los Angeles. Sitting next to Jamison now, Rushing still glows when he recalls his first Ailey performance.
My life was changed the first time I saw the Ailey Company at the Wilton Theater on Wilshire. I decided that night, this is what I want to do. I was 14.
Having decided he wanted to be a member of the Ailey Company, Rushing worked relentlessly toward his goal. Some kids memorize baseball scores or basketball statistics. Matthew Rushing challenged himself another way.
When I was in high school, I would memorize the dancers' 100 names of the Ailey Company members, past and present. That's how much I love this organization.
His knowledge of the company's history, his grace and sinewy power paid off, and 12 years ago, Rushing was invited to join. Judith Jamison says that young dancers like Matthew Rushing are part of the reason she takes such joy in carrying out the work Alvin Ailey began.
This is a magnificent adventure that one man's vision had that is taken. We're living in his wake, you know. This is a magnificent journey that dancers and artists like Matthew continue.
Jamison says they're all conscious of Alvin Ailey's credo.
Very famous saying of Alvin, which is at the end of the ballet hymn, that dance is from the people, should always be given back to the people. It's not an elitist form, that children should always be a part of the picture, that we should never forget there's a generation waiting in the wings.
An endless supply of Ailey dancers weaving their own blood memories into America's cultural tapestry? Somewhere, Alvin Ailey is nodding his head in approval. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater performs at the Spoleto Festival in Charleston, South Carolina this weekend. For more on the company, visit our website at npr.org.